An Indigenous elder from the Northern Territory says the $25 billion governments spend each year on Aboriginal programs has failed to stem high rates of youth suicide. David Cole says Indigenous communities in the top end have some of the highest rates of youth suicide in the world, and funding should be redirected to grassroots Aboriginal organisations to stop the deaths. A report out yesterday found the suicide rate among young Indigenous people was almost four times the rate of the rest of the population. Sue Lannan reports.
I learned how to make woomba. I learned how to say the words they say. I learned everything I need to know about my culture. I love this camp.
A boy taking part in an Indigenous youth healing program run by the Ballinu Foundation in the Northern Territory. Ballinu runs programs for troubled teenagers, and it was set up by Indigenous elder David Cole.
80 to 85% of the kids that we've come into contact with have wanted to suicide or attempted at the time that we've met them. Our program has worked with over 650 kids in 7 years, and we actually haven't had one youth suicide who's been through our program. So we provide the evidence-based outcome that proves that healing through culture and building that foundation, that identity, that self-worth, that self-belief, and building the foundation to allow for the kids to walk in both worlds is effective.
Last month, an 11-year-old boy in Western Australia took his life. According to the Productivity Commission, the rate of death from suicide for Indigenous people under the age of 25 is nearly four times the rate for non-Indigenous young people. David Cole says that's because many young Indigenous people feel alienated.
There's not enough culturally appropriate support services out there that reach the kids and provide them with the support that they need. Far too many of our kids turn to substance abuse to escape the reality of their pain and their challenges and their trauma. The final attempt to escape that pain ultimately becomes suicide.
David Cole was part of the Elders Report into Preventing Indigenous Self-Harm and Suicide, which looked at what it called the unprecedented increase in youth suicide in the top end. The high rate of Indigenous suicide has seen the Australian government set up the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Suicide Prevention Strategy. But Mr. Cole says suicide prevention needs to come from the community, not from Canberra.
If you consider that in 2011, $25.4 billion was spent on Indigenous affairs, we're talking about 2.6% of the population. To spend that sort of money on that amount of people and have negative outcomes is a failure on behalf of the government. And we need to ensure that those resources get to where they're going to be most effective. And that's cultural healing through the community, controlled, owned and delivered by the people.
He thinks the Northern Territory intervention worsened mental health problems.
I think the statistics speak for themselves. When we have an increase of suicide rates amongst our youth before, during and after the implementation of the intervention, it speaks for itself. The statistics have gotten worse, not better. Community and our elders have been crying out for the government to listen, and they're still not listening.
David Cole says community organisations are also worried about the impact of the Abbott government's budget cuts.
Those budget cuts are going to affect all services. Now it's become a cutthroat funding round where people are struggling and competing with each other for one small pool of money. We can't afford to cut the services that we have, and we certainly can't afford to not have the resources directed to where they need to be. And it needs to be with the community, it needs to be with culturally appropriate services.
Indigenous Elder David Cole ending that report by Sue Lannan.